the following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachot shmoyne esrei ala tzadikim. Shalom uvracha. Today we are starting the bracha ala tzadikim. It is Erev Shavuos and it is very fitting to speak about ala tzadikim. The Gemara says that the seder of the bracha over here in Shmoneh Esrei is because, as we said, we're in the middle of the request for the future. And the future we want to start with Klal Yisrael coming back together. And then the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the kings of Klal Yisrael, and the Sanhedrin that are guiding us in the proper behavior and caring for our needs in the way that Hashem wants us to behave, will be taken care of. And with that, Amal Shinim, the Rishon will be put in place. And when the Rishon is put into place, then our Tzadikim, then the Tzadikim will be uplifted. And that's why we say it now. The truth is that the Nusach of the Bracha is not something for the future. In other words, other Brachas, Kabbal Shofar, is we're Hashem, the time should come that there will be Kibbutz Goliath. Al Tzadikim and Mispalo, the Tzadikim that we have now. And there's a certain feeling that we Mispalo everything for the future, but we want the Sanhedrin and we want the king, but it's not out of a feeling that we don't have anything now. We don't have the ideal state that we're in full control of Klal Yisrael and everybody's listening to the true leaders of Klal Yisrael. But together with that, we're saying that we appreciate even now, in our present state, how much the tzaddikim, the chassidim, and the Kenyan, the elders of Klal Yisrael are the ones that we need to take us from today's period through the rest of our lives, till we zeichet to the Kibbutz Goliath. This is an essential part of the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael, that we have these leaders. Without leadership, Klal Yisrael falls apart. It's known throughout history, the communities that did not have big rabbonim, tzaddikim that were guiding them, and within short periods of time, one generation, two, three, there's nothing left. The world assimilated. That's what we need, those guiding members of Klal Yisrael. So that's what we're saying. We recognize the importance of the tzaddikim and the chassidim. Tzaddikim are the ones who keep Kol HaTorah Kula. Chassidim is even a higher level, that they have such a love for Hashem that they do the Shnim Ishurus, that even more than the what the halacha requests, which is the nature of all the leaders of Klal Yisrael. With Zericha, to have people like Rav Shteinman Zichron Levracha, Chosid. He was a Litzisha Chosid, but Enlecha Chosid Godel Mizeh. He was a Mekayim. The highest Maregis of Hasidus, the Hebus, he needed to have a surgery in his mouth, a procedure which was extremely painful. He wasn't willing to take any anesthesia because he was concerned maybe there's something that may not be 100% kosher. Even the Misaradin was 100% mutter. He went through the procedure without anesthesia. Now he's mad, but not to eat anything more than mamish, less than the bare minimum. He didn't want to be minimum as that. He wanted to be totally given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Yoshev and everybody, the ones that are still alive in our generation, we go on and on with them. They're all the same nation of tzidkus. So dovid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24 hours, 7 days a week. And so much giving over to Klal Yisrael from the precious time and the tefillahs. So mispal that we have them, Zikne Amcha Beis Yisrael, Baruch Hashem Zeichah to still have the Gdol Yisrael. We don't even realize sometimes people who are alive how great they are. Similar to Chaim Kanievsky, somebody that everybody knows him from his Moisim, but the biggest Moisim is amazing. As mother, without a break, which gave him the Malam and Atevah, knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula. Amazing, amazing things. The extent of his knowledge. There was once somebody was looking for and Maramokim, and he went to all the people and knew a lot, and he tried it with the computers, and he couldn't find the Maramokim for a certain thing in the Maral. And he told me, and he went to Rav Chaim thinking, and he says after a few minutes, it's not in Bavli Yerushalmi, not in Medrash, and then like a few minutes later, he takes out a Zoya HaKodesh, and he finds in the corner Zoya HaKodesh. Everything, just within a few seconds or minutes. And Tfilas, he doesn't daven the Lom Shimon Esrei, but he made a comment to somebody that I know that was asked for Chizuk in Shimon Esrei. He said, "What's the problem? You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The simplicity of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zikna Yam Tov Yisrael, that give us guidance, give us the Yad Shemaya, and many, many more. Baruch Hashem. We have other Choshev Tzadikim, Tamil Zachon, Rosh Yeshivas, Poiskim, that are giving us guidance. So it's important for us every day to daven for them, to realize how important this is for us. Tzadikim, Chassidim, the Zakenim, yes, they're getting older. But, other rather, we need the elderly leaders of Klal Yisrael, they have so much experience. Then we daven for the Geiri Tzedek. How important the Geiri Tzedek are of the Klal Yisrael. Those are the people that gave up a completely different background, different way of life, and left everything to be Tachas Kante Yashchina. It's a special school for Klal Yisrael, these type of people. By us, they were born Jewish. It's a natural thing. We just follow the natural course, which Baruch Hashem will get tired for it. And the more we just don't do it, follow the natural course, we pay more attention to what we are doing, and we'll get more tired. But you're setting something essential for the Kima Klal Yisrael also. They bring tremendous belief to Klal Yisrael. We're going into Shavuot. Jerusalem Moavia was a special example that whenever we go into the Matan Torah, we think about that idea of she gave up everything just to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Am Hashem. And that's what each one on his level appreciates his value. Whatever we have also is worthless, has no value. In respect to the ability to be the Am Hashem. Vo'aleinu, and then we ask for ourselves, each one of us, even if we're not on the Madrega, being the Tzadikim and Chassidim, the Kinyan of Israel, we're asking for
Kol Halashon.
All of us. Imu Yatam Mech Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Shev Rach Mimanot. The same self of Toy Lechol Abaitzim Mishimcha Ve'emes. It's an amazing request, because what are we asking that Hashem should give reward to those who rely on Him? If they rely on Him, the rule is Hashem gives them reward. How can we get them more reward than they would get otherwise? You get a reward for your mitzvahs. I could be misspelled that another person should get more reward. I think what it means is, Lashon doesn't say tain socher, doesn't say give reward. It says socher toiv. We know that in the Lashon of Tzvil also, when it says toiv, it means chayim toivim. It's chayim and chayim toivim. Chayim toivim means toiv in this world. Should be something obvious in this world. And that is a request that we can ask. All the tzaddikim will get tremendous far in Olam Haba, that's for sure. But we want it to get in this world, because that's Kvod Shemayim. If people see that the tzaddikim are big tzaddikim, but they're suffering, they're having hard lives, it's not the same thing as when they see a person as a tzaddik, that everything's taken care by him. Life is pleasant for him. That's a bigger Kvod Shemayim that people see. Going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu even brings you a more pleasant life in this world. That's what we're saying. Same Sefer Torah. Mispal and other rather. Not just, yeah, it should be nice, it should be good for us. This is good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then this world itself, everybody sees that if you have a Teach Bashem, the MS, then you get reward in this world also. And we see, once again, like we saw in Abba Rabba, the connection between the Tzadikim, the Hasidim, and the Boitchim, the Shimcha Be'emes. Those two things go together. The only way that a person could get to these Madregas of what seems to be giving up everything in life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because he has the Boitchim, the Shimcha. What does Boitchim, the Shimcha mean? A person who realizes that he's totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything he has is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he's Boitchim, the Emes, not just on his lips, but he really feels that I have every single thing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have more than I need. So then he's not sacrificing, that he's not eating big lavish meals. It's not because, I'm giving up something. I don't need it. I can manage on so little. And I'm happy with it. All these tzaddikim, you should know, sometimes they look to us, oh boy, this guy's torturing himself for Klal Yisrael. They're not torturing themselves. There's somebody spoke to Reb Shach about once, about tzaddik v'raloi. That is a concept that a tzaddik is he's a tzaddik, but he's having a hard life. Reb Shach told him, a real tzaddik is never ralo. It's always good. He's always appreciating and enjoying what he has and thankful for what he has. Even though externally it looks like, oh, he has less than everybody else. That's clappy other people. People think and it looks like he's having a hard time, but he in his heart is always full of that bitochen and that wonderful feeling that Baruch Hashem, he's zeicha to have so much from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and more than he needs and more, and he's more fortunate than everybody else because he has a deeper relation with Hashem, which is the tachlis of the of life. And then the next request, most important for each one of us, the simcha keinu imoyim. We want to be part of them. It's an important request. Chelkeinu loshen rabim. I myself, my children, my friends, Klal Yisrael. We want all Klal Yisrael to be zeichah to have this beautiful life of the tzaddikim v'chassidim, even if we're not holding it. But we have to smile every day. People are looking for tefillas for the children. This is it. We're saying simcha keinu imoyim. Have kavana. We say it every day. It's all part of the Shemoneh Esrei. We don't even have to add anything. And if we do this, we'll not be embarrassed, not in this world and surely in the world to come. How embarrassing it will be in the world to come if some of we realize we put so much effort into all kinds of things that we really didn't even need. And we're so nervous about so many things and we could have just been calm and focused on what's really important in life. When we daven our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did I have to think about the whole world except for the tefillah? Because I didn't have the proper bitachon. I didn't really drive into myself how much I'm really in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We spoke before about Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, why Shemoneh Esrei was so easy for him. It's so easy for him because he's been living in that type of world that it's obvious that every breath I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every piece of bread that I eat is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact my brain is working, I'm able to learn Torah. The fact that I have a safe room from me. The fact that I have a house. It's a constant feeling that I'm so much in the hands of Hashem, so I have the opportunity to speak to him and to thank him and request more. That's obvious. The bayas is something we know, but it's not the way we relate to the day-to-day experiences. Like we said, this is the idea of the prophets and the tefillahs to make a change in the way we relate to things. And that's this thing on Alat HaDikin. Every day, to drive into myself, how much I realize, number one, the need for the guidance of these great tzaddikim and the Zakenim. This is essential. And the more I appreciate them, the more I'll take advantage of it. The more I'll be able to be makabel what they say, even if it's, I don't know, always, it's not always so easy for me. Agiyat Tzedek, to appreciate the idea, the concept of a person giving up everything he has and all his connections, just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Ruth said, L'kayach Elikoi, I want that person relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's more important than everything else. And that's Nogia to all of us, that value. It's something we could all, there was a Fisher Rebbe that said, I don't want to be Chayyid of the Tshuva. I want to be Mizgaya. What do you mean? Chayyid of the Tshuva, people say, I'm what I am, I want to be a little better. They said, that's not enough. I want to be completely different, a completely different daga of recognition of what I am for Hashem and what Hashem is for me. And if we do that in Mi'as Hashem, and we'll make that request that Hashem should have Rachamim, and He will have Rachamim in us, because if we show that we're close to Him, His Anokas to show His closest to us. And we'll give Sofa Torah, like we said, we want the Kfot Shemayim, that all the people that are over Hashem should have it good, they should have be healthy and have panosa, nadas, and everything they need. And Simcha Keini Moim, that's most important for each individual. Shom Hashem, how important, I want to be the same. I'm not going to be misjudged to give up on myself. And I'm going to give up on my children and on anybody. Every day, three times a day. This is my desire, this is my aspiration for myself and all of Klal Yisrael. Even if this Klal Yisrael, I'm not full at all. Simcha Keinu Imoyim, we're davening for all of us. And if we do that, Mi'as Hashem, Lo Neivosh, we'll never be embarrassed in this world and the world to come. And we'll feel the fact that, like we say in the Bracha, Mishonu Mivtocha Tzadikim, Hashem is the one we can rely on. Hashem is the one who we can lean on and have that peace of mind to be focused on what's really important in life. Mizrechet have an uplifting Chag Matan Torah Seinu with these ideals, and Mi'as Hashem Hashem will give us Yad HaShemayah with his Rachmim to give us Socho Toiv, to give us
bracha v'misha v'miftach v'yeshuas v'neiris.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.